Hello and welcome to your GCSE Maths Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've joined me today because we're diving into one of the most reliable mark scoring topics on the paper, mensuration. That's the branch of maths that deals with measuring shapes, their perimeters, areas, surface areas, and volumes. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, mensuration questions appear in almost every single exam, and with the right preparation, they are absolutely achievable marks. In this episode, we'll work through all the core concepts you need, look at the formulas you must know, tackle some exam-style questions together, and I'll share the most common mistakes I see candidates make and exactly how to avoid them. We'll finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. So grab a pen and paper because this is an active revision session. Let's get started. Let's begin with the fundamentals. Mensuration is split into two big areas: two-dimensional shapes, where we calculate perimeter and area, and three-dimensional shapes, where we calculate surface area and volume. Let's tackle each in turn, starting with 2D shapes. The perimeter of any shape is simply the total distance around its outside. For a rectangle, that's 2 times the length plus 2 times the width. For a circle, we call the perimeter the circumference, and the formula is 2 times pi times the radius. You must memorize this one. Now, area. The area of a rectangle is length multiplied by width. Simple. The area of a triangle is 1/2 times the base times the perpendicular height. And I want to stress the word perpendicular here. The height must be at right angles to the base. This is one of the most common errors candidates make, using the slant height of a triangle instead of the perpendicular height. Always check. The area of a circle is pi times the radius squared. And here's a tip. Always use the radius, not the diameter. If a question gives you the diameter, have it first before substituting into the formula. I cannot tell you how many marks are lost every year because candidates forget to have the diameter. For a trapezium, and this one does come up, the area is 1/2 times the sum of the parallel sides times the height. This formula is given on most exam papers, but you should still know what each letter means so you can apply it confidently. Now let's move to 3D shapes, which is where the real exam marks are concentrated. The volume of a cuboid, that's a box shape, is length times width times height. Straightforward. The volume of a cylinder is pi r squared h. That's the area of the circular cross-section multiplied by the height. Think of it as stacking up lots of circular slices. The volume of a cone is 1/3 times pi r squared h. Notice it's exactly 1/3 of the cylinder formula. A useful way to remember this: three cones fill one cylinder of the same base and height. The volume of a sphere is 4/3 times pi r cubed. This one must be memorized. It's not always given on the formula sheet, depending on your exam board. Now, surface area, this is where many candidates struggle because you have to think about every face of the 3D shape. For a cuboid, the total surface area is 2 times the sum of length times width plus length times height plus width times height. You're finding the area of each pair of opposite faces and adding them together. For a cylinder, the total surface area has two parts, the two circular ends, giving 2 pi r squared in total, plus the curved surface area, which is 2 pi rh. Imagine unrolling the curved surface. It becomes a rectangle with width equal to the circumference and height h. For a cone, the curved surface area is pi rl, where l is the slant height, not the vertical height. The total surface area adds on the circular base. For a sphere, the surface area is 4 pi r squared. 4 times pi times radius squared. One concept that ties everything together is composite shapes, shapes made up of two or more simpler shapes joined together. The strategy here is always the same. Decompose the shape into its component parts, calculate each part separately, then add or subtract as appropriate. A crucial skill for higher tier candidates is working with the frustum, a cone with the top cut off. To find the volume of a frustum, you calculate the volume of the full original cone and subtract the volume of the small cone that was removed. This requires using similar triangles to find the dimensions of the removed cone. It's a multi-step problem worth up to 5 or 6 marks, so practice it carefully. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the formulas is only half the battle. Tip number one, always show you're working. In mensuration questions, method marks are available even if your final answer is wrong. If you write the correct formula, substitute correctly, but make an arithmetic error, you can still earn 2 out of 3 marks. Never skip steps. Tip number two, check your units. Area is always in square units, centimeter squared, meter squared. Volume is always in cubic units. If you calculate a volume and write centimeter squared, you will lose the mark. This is an automatic error that examiners see constantly. Tip number 3. Leave answers in terms of pi when the question asks for an exact answer. If a question says, give your answer in terms of pi, do not press the pi button on your calculator. If the question says, give your answer to 3 significant figures, then use your calculator. Tip number 4, for surface area questions, draw a net of the shape if you're unsure. Unfolding the 3D shape into a flat net helps you see every face clearly and ensures you don't miss any. Common mistake number 1, confusing radius and diameter. Always have the diameter before using any circle formula. Common mistake number 2, using the slant height instead of the perpendicular height in volume calculations. The slant height is used for curved surface area of a cone. The perpendicular height is used for volume. Common mistake number 3, forgetting to include all faces in surface area. For a closed cylinder, you need both circular ends and the curved surface. For an open cylinder, like a tin without a lid, you only include one circular end. Read the question carefully. Common mistake number 4, rounding too early. If a question involves multiple steps, keep full calculator accuracy throughout and only round at the very end. Time for your quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1, what is the formula for the area of a circle? The answer is pi r squared. Question 2, what is the volume of a cylinder? Pi r squared h. Question 3, a cone has volume formula, 1/3 pi r squared h. What fraction of the equivalent cylinder's volume is this? 1/3. Question 4, what is the surface area of a sphere? 4 pi r squared. Question 5, if a circle has diameter 10 centimeters, what is the radius you should use in your formula? 5 centimeters. Always have the diameter. Question 6, name the 2 components you add together to find the total surface area of a closed cylinder. The curved surface area, 2 pi rh, and the 2 circular ends, 2 pi r squared. How did you do? If you hesitated on any of those, go back and review that section before your exam. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways from today's session. 1, know your formulas. Area of circle is pi r squared. Volume of cylinder is pi r squared h. Volume of cone is 1/3 pi r squared h. Volume of sphere is 4/3 pi r cubed. Surface area of sphere is 4 pi r squared. 2, always use the radius, not the diameter. 3, use perpendicular height for area and volume. Use slant height only for the curved surface area of a cone. 4, show all working method marks are your safety net. 5, check your units every single time. Area in square units, volume in cubic units. 6, for composite shapes, decompose, calculate each part, then combine. Mensuration is one of those topics where consistent practice genuinely pays off. The formulas become automatic, the steps become second nature, and those marks become reliable. You've got this. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck in your exam. I'm rooting for you. Bye for now.